Welcome to Lucille Beats Reality Check. With us today, looks at the military's efforts to vaccinate its troops and their families. Reporter Kevin Nodell covers military affairs and joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
So as we heard Hilton Rathel mention, you know, the military then has their own stash of vaccines, right, for their personnel.
Yeah, the military is vaccinating people completely separately from the DOH's efforts here in Hawaii. It's a completely different structure that focuses on personnel at the bases and is handled by federal agencies.
And we know that the military has been in the past reluctant to, divulge like all the positive COVID cases. It was interesting that, that we learned about, their attempts to try and spread the vaccine through the dependents.
Right. Well, I think that it's not as much that as they've already kind of been going through all the other parts of their population, their critical personnel. Dependents, I think, is just because the vaccine is becoming more widely available and the vaccine is being delivered on a regular basis to these bases. It's just much more available at this point. Their critical personnel, their at-risk personnel is relatively low. Military in general is young, fit, healthy, low risk factor. So as these vaccines make their way around, it's able to make it to more people.
And so the Tripler Army Medical Center, then that's become the hub for these vaccines?
Right. Well, because it's kind of the hub of military medicine on the island altogether. It's the largest facility and kind of oversees some of these efforts throughout the island. They are doing vaccinations there, but also at other military clinics. And this week they set up kind of a pop-up drive-in clinic at Wheeler Army Airfield where people can kind of drive up, don't even need to leave the vehicle, can get vaccinated there and get on their way. And that concludes today, I believe, and they're going to do follow-up later for everybody who got vaccinated there to get their second dose, and they're looking at additional locations where they can do some of these pop-up clinics.
And have you seen one of these pop-up clinics in action?
Not a military one.
Okay.
But I did see a pop-up clinic that the VA is doing. The VA also is separate from the military, though they have their headquarters at Tripler. It's a separate agency, and they have their own supply chain, and they're working on vaccinating veterans, former service members throughout the Pacific, so Hawaii, as well as American Samoa and Guam and all the other Mariana Islands. So they've got a big task ahead of them, and they are currently vaccinating anybody who is 65 years of age or older, or anybody who's deemed an essential worker.
And I know that there have been reports recently about how a number of service personnel has been declining the vaccine, even though they were maybe next in line.
Right. That has been happening. But part of that, we had the chief of the Defense Health Agency out here last month, and he was on a conference call with some press out here. And one of the things that he explained is, while that is happening, there's a variety of reasons why people say no. And also, it's important to note that when they say no, the other two-thirds of people who are interested are taking it. So they're not having a problem getting the vaccines into people.
Okay. Well, it is a interesting snapshot just to see what is happening with our military personnel since they do make up a large part of our community. But thanks so much, Kevin.
Yeah, thank you.
That was reporter Kevin Nodell with today's Reality Check. To read his story, visit civilbeat.org.